This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 17, 2017. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, the Lynn Fire Department responded to three blazes on Saturday night, with one displacing the building's residents. The largest fire was in the basement of 41 Rand Street at about 10 p.m. Lynn District Fire Chief Stephen Archer said the blaze caused a ton of smoke, and the efforts of firefighters were hampered by a tremendous amount of clutter. Archer said the first floor residents were not home at the time of the fire, and firefighters rescued their dog. The second floor residents were home, smelled the smoke, and called the alarm. The fire damage was confined to the basement, but there were smoke damages throughout the two-family home. Four people were displaced, two adults and the dog on the first floor, and two adults and a cat on the second. Gayla Colley continues that firefighters were able to quickly handle a blaze that started on the second floor of a residence at 359 Summer Street. Archer, the Lynn District Fire Chief, said the fire reported at 7 p.m. was in an unoccupied unit and was possibly caused by workmen in the building, but is still under investigation. And at 96 Sutcliffe Road, a single-family residence had another fire, which was quickly doused. It was reported at 10:38 p.m. and was caused by a malfunctioning exhaust fan, but the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Archer said there was minor damage, and the residents were able to go back in. More on the story, of course, on itemlive.com with Gayla Colley. A SWAT team stormed a residence in Revere over the weekend. Bill Newell has the details.
Residents describe Francis Street, where a standoff lasted several hours Sunday morning, as a quiet neighborhood not prone to attracting any police activity. In a story in today's edition of the Daily Item, written by Gayla Colley and Adam Swift, they write, "But neighbors like 58-year-old Colleen Pino were surprised to wake up to police surrounding a nearby residence. The situation began with a report of shots fired inside an apartment at 22 Francis Street at 4:30 a.m. After numerous attempts by police, the occupants refused to answer the door, according to the Revere police. It was like a war zone," Pino said. She said she woke up to a police officers on a bullhorn telling people to come out with their hands up. She said it was startling, describing it as almost like being on a television show, but then realizing that it was reality right outside her window. She said the SWAT team and police had guns drawn the whole time, pointed at the house. She said a few people came out on their own, but tear gas had to be used to get the last person out. The other residents in the building were evacuated, which she described as women and children. By about 8:30, the police started clearing the scene. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. Ethan Foreman writes that Kayla Whalen was a student at Montserrat College of Art in Beverly when her Christmas tree ornament caught the eye of the judges in the White House Historical Association's first National Art College Design Competition. Her design, a tiny red fire truck, recalls the type of fire engine that responded to a 1929 Christmas Eve fire in the West Wing during Herbert Hoover's administration. In winning the competition, Whalen, now a graduate of Montserrat, got the honor of having her ornament adorn the Obama's final White House Christmas tree this year. She was also invited to attend a reception Friday in Washington, D.C., celebrating the arts and specifically art at the White House. First Lady Michelle Obama spoke at the reception. On Thursday, Whalen also presented one of her ornaments to Salem Congressman Seth Moulton in his Salem office. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that enrollment in Gloucester's public schools this fall has increased slightly over last year, continuing a five-year run after a decade of consistent decline. Statistics outlined by Superintendent Richard Sapphire peg the city school's overall enrollment at 2,975 as October 1, a gain of 12 students from last year's October enrollment. School districts submit their enrollment figures to the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education each October 1 after students have settled in for the year and any first-month glitches have stabilized. The city enrollments show a mixed bag of gains and declines. Numbers are up at three of Gloucester's five elementary schools and the O'Malley Innovation Middle School, but they're down at East Gloucester Elementary, Veterans Memorial, and Gloucester High School. The new numbers show that Gloucester High School has an enrollment now of 816. That's down from last year's October mark of 862. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.